always taking it to a hundo.
You know you want to turn it up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So last night, we went to Slaughterhouse. The three of us together.
Uh-huh. On a Sunday.
Sunday night. In all the years we've been together, we've never gone to a haunted house together, have we?
No, right? We never
I don't remember that. I think that would stick out.
It absolutely would. It wouldn't have been quite the moment that it was last night.
Okay.
Because one of us was very brave.
Well, I mean, look, it's a good haunted house.
Yeah.
I thought they did a really good job.
Some of the effects
are
incredible.
That pea soup one.
That is amazing.
That was excellent. I wasn't sure if I was going to get cut in half when I walked through that or not.
Right.
Because it almost looked like a table saw almost a little bit on top. But
incredible.
Yeah, I'm still traumatized.
Look, my voice is still raspy from last night due to some screaming. Some very high-pitched.
I still feel like someone's following me.
Okay.
Well, you had all sorts of problems last night, okay? You locked yourself into a parking garage downtown.
That's how it started.
You called Ken and I saying, I can't get out of a parking garage.
I wasn't in the parking garage.
I was somewhere
in the skywalk, and I could not get out. I don't think you understand how unsettling that is.
I don't think you ever realize how unsettling that a man in a pig costume was right next to Ken and I going, wah, 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 wah. And you're like, I'm trapped in a skywalk!
Well, the thing is know your city a little, please, because it's like, you know, you've only lived here how long? And I'm like, Kurt, where is she? And he's like, over and over, where are you? Where are you? And you didn't know, you had no idea where you were.
You were panicked, because all you kept saying, like, I'm in a skywalk.
No, you didn't.
I was in, like, the hub.
See, you're not sure.
No, that's not a word I heard last night at all.
Anyway, I couldn't get out, but I finally did, and then we went through, and I knew this was going to happen. I knew you would put me last.
Well, listen.
Who would put me last? I had nothing to do with that.
I wasn't very kind to Colleen. She tried to sneak by me one time to get in the middle, because Ken was our leader, and Colleen tried to sneak by me one time, and I shoved her back.
That's a true story.
I witnessed it.
Okay.
It happened.
Listen, if I let go of Ken's hooded sweatshirt, what would happen to me?
Was he almost choking you?
Pretty much.
My face with my
like
nose.
Like a child. Like how a child
yes.
latches on
yes.
and they won't let go and then
right.
you're being like choked because they keep pulling on your the
yes.
back of your shirt.
That was Kurt.
You know.
That was Kurt pulling on my hoodie.
My nose was buried in Ken's back the entire time.
And anytime I'd get like 2 inches away from him, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
I mean, it was.
It was terrible.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And in the meantime, I have creatures stalking me.
Kurt, you are the worst.
All right.
Well, here we have
evidence. We have evidence of all this.
Coward, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there's an enemy. I don't know. Oh no, there's somebody over here ready to scare the.
Listen to the two of you, especially you.
You're looking at me.
Yes. I was just listening.
You are the voice of reason. You're like, I can't see anything. We're going to go slowly. And I'm yelling, go, 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 screaming.
Well, you're like taking your time, and I have creatures coming up behind me.
I'm following the leader. I can only go as far as the hooded sweatshirt in front of me.
Slowly meander. I'm getting murdered back there.
Listen,
I was in the dark.
Yes.
I had to meet.
Pick up the pace. I have chainsaws.
I offered to let you go first. You wouldn't do it.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I don't remember this negotiation.
No, that is absolutely true.
He asked both of us, are you sure no one wants to try going first? And I laughed in Kent's face.
All right.
Idiot man.
You did not
want
to go first.
I was trying to shove Ken as far as possible.
You're not going to blame this on me.
No,
okay.
Ken.
No.
Yes, you can blame it all on me.
I did my part. Okay? I took the lead in the haunted house. Neither one of you wanted it. Okay?
We were in there for almost half an hour, and Ken never took... He always took the lead.
Are we playing more audio?
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay. I just want to know when I can then...
Because I think Ken
have
Ken
my final
it.
Gripe.
Well, Ken... He appreciated the work.
No. Right there. Very good.
They are performers.
Yes.
And as people who perform, mm-hmm. we should respect their craft. They are doing a great job.
They did awesome. Colleen and I were talking while you were out that we want to be actors now.
I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't hear you say that because I got left behind. Not once, but
Harbor.
Like three times.
We heard this sound a lot.
And then when all was said and done and we're leaving, we're done with the haunted house, like Ken and Kurt walk off together holding hands and I'm left to go through a dark parking garage all by myself. And you guys are like, see you tomorrow, Colleen. Will you? Will you see
Listen,
you tomorrow?
Well, lucky us, we did.
Listen, I was distracted. You guys bought the picture, and I had to post it on social media right away. I had a job to do. Oh, my goodness, though.
Okay. Well, things we learned, you guys would not hesitate to leave me totally behind.
When we walked in, my heartbeat on my Fitbit said 81. Mm-hmm. When we were through, I looked down, and it was at 116. And I was in the middle.
I know.
Yeah, you're showing way too much animosity towards me. I did thing.
Ken did
I was in front.
Right.
I did what you both begged me to do on Friday, which is take the front.
Yes, he did. Okay? You and I were supposed to rotate.
Right.
I disrespected the rotation.
You can blame him all you want.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to throw it at me, too, today.
Listen.
Because well, I'm just saying it's.
I did
point.
Leave you go alone in the parking garage.
Part of your morning fam jam. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.